We do have a quorum, so we're going to call the meeting to order. It is 5:36. The first item on the agenda is adopt the agenda, or if there's any amendments.
Anything to add?
Anything to adding? Nothing. Okay. Hearing nothing, we'll need a motion to approve.
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approved unanimously. The agenda is approved. Next, we'll go to the approval of the minutes for May 20th, 2025. Has everybody had a chance to read through those?
I don't have any changes.
Any comments or questions or corrections? Okay, we'll need a motion. If there isn't anything, we'll need a motion to approve the minutes.
Make that motion.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. The minutes are approved. Next item is the Ehlers Public Finance Advisor information. It's all in your packets. What are we going to talk about?
Well, Karen and I met with Ryan Miles. Here's a picture of him on page 10 in your packet. We met with him on June 10th to learn more about what the company and their services can offer Great River. They manage $2.8 billion in municipal investments across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois, including a large portion of the Illinois Library District's public dollars. Ehlers works with Wright and Stearns Counties and the St. Cloud School District. They're duty-bound to work in the best interest of their clients, so they have about 350, and he said they have 12 employees in their group. We learned that a relationship with Ehlers would be a month-by-month agreement. It wouldn't be a length of time that we would have to commit to. Their fee schedule starts at 0.25% and slides down based on the amount of managed assets. So working with Ehlers would allow Great River to diversify beyond bank CDs, which would insulate the organization, so we wouldn't have that issue that we had during the pandemic when interest rates fell and there was no interest to be found. Mm-hmm. We would be able to have more local investment options, and they're willing to come and present to our board of directors either quarterly or semi-annually, I believe he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tonight we wanted to discuss with you and let you know that we visited with them. Compared to Magic, they have all of the same qualifications, the same parameters. The difference between them and Magic is that Magic has a designated fund and Ehlers does not. So we would work with either Pershing or one of their other vendors. Right now, our Magic Fund washes through a U.S. bank account, mm-hmm. and we would just have to come up with a different solution for that.
We first encountered Ehlers Investments when we presented at Wright County, I think last spring,
yeah.
and they approached us because they were presenting at that same work session and asked if we were interested. We held off on meeting with them until now simply because we had a new audit firm and we just wanted to get through that first.
Yeah.
But it does seem like this might be an area to explore. It sounds like in addition to Wright County, they've worked with Stearns County on maybe the Justice Center project or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like other entities within Great River already use them, and they seem like be worth exploring given where we are with investments.
And I'll add too, as a county and just in the last, since we've had them, good results, good communication, just really, and if we want to adjust things a little more short term, however we want to, so we have cash flow, mm-hmm. it's just very responsive, and we've been very happy with them. So,
how long have you been with them?
Just this last year.
Okay.
Poked myself in the face.
Careful.
Yeah.
They do, besides just CDs, they do things like municipal bonds, which is not something we can take advantage of in the current setting we're in. So
mm-hmm.
it would expand our possibilities for local investments in a way that isn't possible right now.
Do they think that they can generate more interest income than Magic Fund can?
They feel that they could match or increase our interest revenue, but at the same time protect us from the market volatility that we're subject to right now with the CD rates. So.
Yeah, with That's some true. Diversity. I mean, just really being able to diversify it. And
would it like lessen the workload for you?
Yes.
Okay. When I was reading it, that was going through my mind, like, okay, is this going to make less work?
Keep in mind, we've got 6 CDs and a new board chair in January. That's a lot of signature cards, just that alone. Yeah. But the idea of being able to invest more locally in a totally different way is interesting, too. We wanted to bring it to the Finance Committee first because we haven't been talking about it a whole lot with the whole board. Brian's willing to come and actually present for an approval of some sort, but we wanted to explore the idea here before we went any further with it.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, question. Mm-hmm. How is it more protected than a CD is? What was their avenue that they came from there?
It would just insulate the organization from the interest rates fluctuating. So, like Karen mentioned, they have the ability to help us invest with local municipal bonds and U.S. Treasuries, agency bonds. So we would have more than just CDs in our portfolio. So if the markets went down,
so like it's more diversified?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little bit more.
Okay. And you'd still have enough access for what you need?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can kind of, they plan it out, like when things come, you know.
Ladder it?
Yes. And it just flows really nicely.
And we wouldn't have to switch it on. Like we could ease into it. You know, we've got CDs that expire about every 2 weeks, so we have some money sitting in savings.
And all that work, I'm just going to say our finance is very happy that they're not, like, you know, always doing this, you know, it's just, now we can actually do the business of the county and, you know, stay on top of that.
They don't feel like they're continuing paddling the boat.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah,
ooh. Because when a Magic CD comes due, we have to be sitting there next to the email waiting for the prices to come in, and if we don't respond within the next 24 hours, then we get a new set of prices. So there is a component of availability with each time one of those expires.
Right.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
I don't think it would hurt to go before the full board.
It'd be a good discussion.
Yep.
It's going to be in Chinese next.
I'm going to go rest.
Those two little boys were saying they're going to watch a movie about
something
Chinese.
In Chinese, and they said, "Do you know Chinese?"
Yes.
And we said, "No." Nope. Well, we better learn some.
Yeah. They told us so. We're so cute. All right. So we'll bring that to the board. Okay. Okay, so the next item we have on the agenda is the 2026 preliminary budget proposal.
So this is the same budget that we looked at in May, and we decided to postpone any movement on it until the state had some numbers for you guys. And so here it is again. We have, the RLBSS funding, remember that went down, $32,600 less than 2025. It includes the increase to that patient contact services line, that adjustment. And now that we have the message fee and we've stopped doing the revenue recapture, that line will be even more effective. The signatory factor table is on page 25. And that has the 2026 operating and capital budget improvement amounts for every county. If you have any questions.
Nothing's changed since the last time, right?
You didn't find any more money.
No, we looked under the rug. The best we found was better investments.
That's a piece of it. There is a piece of that. It's like, you know, hit bury money in a hole, and like, so
yeah,
let's make it bloom here.
There's a little less because the digital equity grant possibility went away. But that was not going to be budgetary anyway. That'd be separate.
So really, we've discussed this before. Is there some, you know, any direction you want to go? I know we have to prove this, but, you know.
Well, I did talk to Tim, who's who really wanted to be here, but he has some family stuff going on tonight. He said he talked over the Todd County increase with his county folks, and they feel they can support what's in the budget. They feel the library is a service that brings positivity to their county, and there are things that they're having to fund that they prefer not to, but the library is not one of them. Okay. So I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but that was, you know, the spirit of our conversation. So Todd County was comfortable with the $14,000 increase that was in here for them.
Okay. How about you guys? How's your counties?
My county don't like it. No. They don't like anything right now.
Other stuff.
What?
You have other stuff.
Yeah, it all gets connected, right?
Fair to say it's not the library.
What?
Yeah. It's not the library. But
They don't like anything that I report right now, neither.
Well, I ran it past Derek, and he didn't seem to be fazed of our chair, and he didn't seem to be fazed about the increase, you know, the percentage. So
I think the important thing to remember is the reason the increase is there is because we are working our way off of one-time money. Like,
right.
We've been supplanting that county share for several years with reserves, and we've kind of hit the bottom end of that for right now.
And you can't keep going that rate.
Right. That's not good budgeting. Eventually, we'll be in a pinch. You know, we've got paid family medical leave around the corner. We're not really sure what that's going to look like. Union contracts, that kind of stuff is all kind of built in here with assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
We won't know what that actually looks like till January is a little closer. So.
We actually assigned a contract, or moving forward to sign a contract for the state family leave.
I didn't realize it.
We're not doing the state. We're doing.
You are outsourcing.
Yeah.
That'd be
and it was way more. We did it. I asked him, like, I didn't know we put an RFP out for it. But we had. But we got it will save a lot more money than working through the state. And I think probably more personable and responsive too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was. It was a good conversation to be had, but it's still going to cost us more money.
Yeah, it's expensive.
That's just managing it, let alone paying for it, someone being gone.
Right, how do you fill the hole?
Right. That's, you're going to have to hire more people.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that just was on today's agenda. So,
Bobby, did you have any discussions with your board?
I did not, but I don't know. It's hard to say. If something's under 3%, it helps.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's usually 3% is where the line is drawn.
They draw the line?
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to get mixed reviews, I'm guessing. Just because there's so much stuff being pushed on from the state, if it was just this, it wouldn't be a big deal. But there's all these unfunded mandates that staring at the counties.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how some counties are going to handle that.
At least it's a lot less than it looked like, right?
It's a lot less.
That's actually what I was partially wondering. I mean, for each of our boards, I'm sure that they're all still calculating what the real difference is going to be and what they can absorb, but they really can't because it's all it's mandated stuff. But the big things at least got forestalled from this year. They're not there. So, like with your board, I mean, hopefully they're, you know, it's like, okay, wait a minute, this, and this all went away. It still stinks. I almost said something much stronger. It's not good.
We just went through the mandates this morning and we're looking at like 2.5% just on this year's stuff, and that's not actually including
We'll just call it the act.
The short version.
Huh?
The act. The
that,
short version
that
is
act.
The act.
Yeah.
That's the one that's gonna that they passed last year, not this year.
And just that one human services program is going to be $1.9 million a year for us, possibly. So,
yeah, it's hard. hard.
This is going to be fun.
In some ways, the real, I don't, you know, it's, you've been talking about the federal uncertainty or what's already certain, right? I mean, and that's part of it. Like the Medicaid stuff all goes through and the state passes. I mean, that's the stuff that gets really scary. Mm-hmm. And I will say this is much smaller than any of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. MRRA, we don't know what that's going to cost us yet.
I mean, effectively, this is a flat overall budget for the library.
Yes.
It's not an increase. You the hard see, thing is it's trickling down.
You can seem pretty reasonable.
Way. Yeah.
Really compared to a lot of the other stuff that we're looking at. You know, that's the thing.
Is yeah.
You know, it's a...
The earlier you come in the budget process will probably be better.
We'll get the first appointment. Monty just sent that. So, like, get the first appointment. You want 8 o'clock on Tuesday.
Last time we got after lunch.
Yeah. People won't be as crabby.
Yeah, bring some coffee.
Well, and helping us be able to succinctly explain the piece about this is going to wait. There was good reasons to use one-time money. But this is going to be sustainable where that wasn't, because we all can appreciate that with our own fund balances. Well, you know, we clearly have been using some fund balance for some really important things, and it's only going to go back there so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, times are lean. Yeah. They might get leaner, and I'd hate for us to already be looking at cutting services in order to keep the back end of the budget close to zero. Like, we always roll that surplus forward into future budgets. So if there is a surplus, it will offset the county share. Just this year, it's not quite working.
I don't know if any counties are doing. I wanted to do a soft freeze on hiring. You know,
makes a difference.
We have done that. Yeah. We still are. We're evaluating that quite thoroughly before any new hires or rehires.
Health and Human Services is already holding 8 positions open. There's no official freeze, but they're just holding positions open because we're...
Yours are more accountable than ours now.
Hmm?
Yours are more responsible than what ours Human Services are.
Well, yeah. But
now that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
but that gets to be into... That's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets to be into... You start... caseloads and what is actually practical and what you can actually do. We had a really long meeting this morning, so I'm just like, and we went through a lot of this morning. It was just, you know.
Pretty fresh.
Hmm?
Pretty fresh.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I don't know how we do this. I just really don't. And, you know, without just, I'm running for office again next year. I assume I'm going to be fired at this point.
You're assuming someone else wants to do it.
Well, there's that.
No, there you go.
Yeah. Well, there's that. I mean, there's always...
You have a really good administrator, though.
Oh, yeah. We do. We do.
And there's no surprises. I mean, he is very thorough.
We just, when you look at what the state wants us to do, and then you have to go to the taxpayers and say, well, we really still have to do all of this.
Right. State statute,
some of it is,
You need to have...
Obligated. Now, how well you do it.
You need to have children that can read. You need to have children in homes. You need to feed them.
Yeah.
You need to keep them from being abused.
Yeah.
You know, so...
That's what I told somebody, that I would not touch child protection and anything that's youth-oriented. Hmm. There are two things that are off the book for me.
And libraries fit right in there.
Yeah, they do. I mean, extension libraries, you know.
Mm-hmm. Not to say all of us who aren't youth or kids anymore.
But everything else is on the table.
Not the grandkids.
Right. And then, you know,
bring my grandkids
and then we're going to add, if this happens, this government center, that'll add 8% to the taxes. And boy, let me tell you.
Just for that.
Were you thinking of retiring?
What?
What were you thinking?
Well, I've been on the opposite end, and it's...
You're probably okay.
Yeah.
I'm on the opposite end in there. You know, like, the constituents out there that are in my district is like, you know, they said, well, are you running again? And I said, well, I don't know. That's a year away. And they go, well, you got to let us know plenty ahead of time so we can find somebody with mutual thinking like you do. And then they go, well, we're going to have some money because they've got money. People donated money to stop this government center. And they said, we'll have money, and nobody's going to tell us how we can do it. So we're going to target this commissioner, and we're going to make sure you get reelected. And that's where it's at right now. They're actually getting a website out. I don't know if you're familiar with the WATAB deal. Deal? The WATAB Township, they had big time, you know, and it was dysfunctional. And so they started 3 years in advance, and they put a clock up, and they put the picture of each supervisor in the clock. And
you got more than 11 votes coming?
Yeah, it was like 2 years, you know, 31 days, 1 hour, and 15 seconds till he's gone.
Wow.
And they did. Everyone was gone down the line.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
A lot of hard feelings here, huh?
Oh, yeah, there was, yeah.
And that was for what?
For township supervisors.
Oh, what happened? What did they do?
Well, they wanted to start their own fire department. Yeah.
Now, if you were at Seago, that was a township, right? Mm-hmm. I can understand that, but they're a big city, and they just approved, last week approved their fire station.
They've already dug.
Yeah, they're digging. Yeah, they did. Trust me, we've cut
the ribbons already. Yes.
This township got rid of all three supervisors, the treasurer, and the clerk.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
Yep, and it took a 3-year election cycle.
And it's going better?
What?
It's
Well, the supervisors were paying themselves, almost like the person from, what is it, River Falls, Wisconsin. I mean, they had a township supervisor that made $28,000.
Whoa.
Doing the township
work. Doing the township work, yeah.
You know, so. What was he doing to earn that?
I don't know.
Maybe he was doing maintenance, too.
Yeah.
It must have been.
We have a township that fired their handyman, and they all do the work.
Okay.
Yeah. Well that used to be what happened.
They had a permit that the township had because the guy that owns the hardware store built a house in that township. And he goes, how come they have this? And I said, it's the township. They had a $50 fee for disturbing the dirt. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, anyhow, this doesn't look bad.
No,
yeah.
I've
been. Okay. We coming all around. Okay, we do have an action item for this. So if we get back to budget, preliminary budget, I think all the due diligence has been done. Yeah. So if we can look for a motion to move this forward.
I will make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is approved.
I should vote no because I've been used to that.
You can do that.
Come on.
I've had more no votes in the last 3 months than my whole years on commission.
Would it feel nice to say aye?
What?
Nice to say
aye. I made a motion for the 20-year bond, so.
Got it. All right, next meeting is July 15th. Any more business before the board or the finance board?
Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday. Okay.
Third Tuesday.
I can make that a third.
July 15th, you say?
Yep.
I'm going to Denver, but I think we're leaving on the 17th.
Okay. I'm back by then.
Yeah, I have a question, Ms. Chair.
Yes.
What's this number here? This page 25?
Mm-hmm.
That lower right there? I'm just curious, those numbers in parentheses, what are they about?
That's the dollar change.
The dollar change in your, is it titled capital change?
Yes.
Yep, okay. So the population registered users and net tax capacity numbers up here change every year.
Okay.
And what that does is it impacts these numbers get dispersed.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good question. Any other questions? While we're here and we have you.
Thank you.
All right, hearing none, I think I will adjourn the meeting.